Good morning. The time is 8:07. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 30 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Counting down the days until the long holiday weekend, and I got to tell you, I can't wait. Trying to make my voice make it through the rest of the week, but boy, oh boy, looking forward to the Christmas weekend, and I'm sure you are as well. It's not going to be a white Christmas this year, but still, always a great time of year. Coming up on the program this morning, in just a few minutes, at about 8:20, I'll be talking to a young lady from Wausau West High School, Savannah Danielson. She is a wrestler. Girls wrestling is something that is fairly new. I mean, girls have been wrestling, but normally on the boys' side, and Savannah does wrestle with the boys as well at Wausau West, but this is the third year that the WIAA has sanctioned a girls wrestling state tournament. And last year, Savannah Danielson made it all the way to the state championship round in her weight class. And it was really quite a run because she had missed much of the season with a dislocated elbow. And yet she was able to battle back and make it to the state championship round after returning to action just a few weeks before the start of the postseason playoffs. So we'll talk to her about that story, about her wrestling journey, about her senior year, and a whole bunch more. That's coming up in just a few minutes. And then coming up in the second hour at 9:34, we'll be joined by Julie Bowman. She is the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium. In fact, as I sit here in our studios, I look out the window across the way, and I can see the Children's Imaginarium. I've been seeing some of the building going on across the way over the last couple of months, and the Children's Imaginarium just opened in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to talk to Julie Bowman about the Children's Imaginarium. What does it encompass? What has the process been like to get to this point? So we'll talk to Julie about that coming up in the second hour at 9:33. So that's all coming up here this morning on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, very happy to welcome back across the way on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Thursday, yep. The 21st. So we are 4 days away from Christmas.
Goes by so fast.
Well, can't go by fast enough for me. I'm ready for the weekend to get here. Been fighting a bit of a cough and fighting just this time of year. There's a lot. It feels like at least the last week or two when I've been out and about that more than a few people have been fighting that early winter. Little cough, little cold, and I need a little time to rest my voice. Been busy with the voice, with this program, with our Wednesday night show, with the high school sports after we do the game tonight, which I'll be talking about later. Then no game broadcast until next Wednesday, so I know my voice needs a little bit of rest. How about you? Are you ready for the little bit of a break? I know you're going to be doing a little traveling next week, going with family down to Burlington. Are you ready to get away from it for just a couple of days?
Yep, I am ready for the holiday weekend. I'm ready to spend time with family and have a lot of great food and just having the whole family together is always fun because you never know what's going to happen with my family.
Is it fun or is there stress? Because I know a lot of families, it can be fun, but there's also a lot of stress involved. Within your clan, is there any stress involved?
It's mostly fun, just, the rest of my family is more, is more likely to do a sarcasm than me. So I'm kind of the butt of everybody's jokes, but I don't mind it. You know, it's a family thing.
Really, very good. Also, you have everybody has a chance still to get a nice holiday gift.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, and I'm not talking about, going shopping and getting a gift for a family member. I'm talking about becoming a multimillionaire. Because last night, again, the Powerball jackpot was held.
That's right.
And yet again, there was not a winner of the jackpot. And it continues to grow. The jackpot now has reached an estimated $620 million, which would be $310.8 million, almost $311 million if you took the lump sum payment and decided I'm just going to take it all in one big lump. And the next Powerball jackpot will be drawn on Saturday. Drawings are held each Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday night. So last night was the latest drawing. Powerball, of course, costs $2 to play. For an additional $1 per play, the Powerball, the Power Play feature can multiply non-jackpot prizes by 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 times. And the thing about it as well, there have now been 30 consecutive drawings without a winner, 30 straight. And for in terms of the exceeding $500 million, now we're past $600 million, but it is the fourth Powerball jackpot to exceed $500 million in 2023. I think if I'm not mistaken, it did get over $1 billion at one point earlier this year. I think. Oh. I mean, I think I remember that. But there is roughly a one in 292 million chance of scoring Powerball's grand prize. Typically, the winning ticket expires within 90 days to 1 year, depending on the location of the ticket seller. While claiming the prize in 2023 may be possible, there are a couple of reasons to wait until 2024, according to a certified financial planner.
Do tell.
It is whether you pick the lump sum or the annuity payout, this advisor, who is named John Lloyd, he is the wealth planner in Fort Worth, Texas. He says that Lloyd suggests a cooling off period after winning the lottery before making any big financial moves. If you're planning to donate any money to charity, start a business, or make any investments, it will be really tricky to line up the right team of experts before year end. You probably wouldn't be getting the A team, he says, so I would buy yourself some time. Plus, the winner will also need to plan for looming tax law changes slated for 2026 when provisions sunset from former President Donald Trump's signature tax overhaul. And if you win the lottery, you'll be part of the famous 2%, the famous top 2%, because you'll be a multimillionaire. And,
well, give me.
And Trump's tax laws were targeted towards those very fortunate few. And but those tax laws sunset in 2026. So, for example, without changes from Congress, the top federal income tax bracket will revert to 39.6% from 37%. And that is a lot of money if you're a multimillionaire. I mean,
absolutely.
If you're like me, don't have a lot of money, that's not a lot of money. But if you're a multimillionaire, that would be a lot of money. The winner will also need to plan for federal estate taxes. Mm-hmm. While the exemption rises to 13.661 million per individual, or 27.22 million for married couples, for in 2024, those limits will drop by roughly one half in 2026. Also, the estate tax exemption change is the biggest issue that private wealth management firms are expecting and talking about with high net worth clients right now. Only to be, I wish I was having those discussions. That would be a high net worth person, but I'm not just one of those. And Wednesday's, last night's Powerball drawing came roughly 2 months since a single ticket sold in California won the game's $1.765 billion dollar jackpot. Again, I thought there was that was the big one. So. We got a long way to go to get to that point. So we not be very close. I mean, we're talking about this $620 million jackpot. That's roughly a third of what the jackpot was a couple of months ago when it was the last winner. $1.765 billion jackpot. So would you take the lump sum or would you take the annuity, the yearly payment?
Oh,
most people take the lump sum because then you clear out the taxes right away. You don't worry about it being a year by year thing going on. I think it's simpler, even though you get roughly half the amount that you are. But the reason is because you pay into the taxes. You take the taxes right off the top. So again, it's not as though you're getting less money You're just making sure that the taxes are paid right away. So also, Absolutely. Also the Mega Millions jackpot is back down to $57 million. And the odds of winning that prize are roughly 1 in 302 million. But wouldn't it be a nice Christmas gift to buy a ticket on Saturday and then on Saturday night to win the jackpot and then go to your family Christmas celebrations, either Christmas Eve on Sunday or Christmas Day on Monday, and say, oh, by the way, I just won this $620 million lottery jackpot. I don't think I would tell anybody.
That would definitely cause some family conflict, so I would probably keep that to myself
And then we talked about that story the other day about where all the family members are all of a sudden holding their hands out saying, hey.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, of course, I'd be generous, but you want to be generous on your terms, not being, by the way, I need some money. I need some money. And then especially those people, like we talked about, that just come out of the woodwork where they don't even know you and say, hey, I see you got a lot of money, so give me some. So donate to any charities that you want to donate to, and then and share with the people that you want to. But don't be coming out and asking. I mean, I will not be asking you for the money if you do win it. So don't worry about it. I will not be coming over and saying, "Oh, Ian, I got these great plans." No.
You know, honestly, if I won the jackpot, I would donate some of the money to the theater companies in the Wausau area. Especially Wausau Community Theater and the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, and also the River and Woods Theater Company as well.
Very good.
Hopefully I win the lottery someday.
Hopefully, yep, that will be the case. The time is 8:18. Coming up next, we'll talk to Wausau West senior Savannah Danielson, girls wrestler, outstanding wrestler. That's coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:20, and last night we had our big high school sports show here on Bow Falls Radio. Jeff Gress and myself talking high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday evening. And one of our guests last evening was Wausau West senior Savannah Danielson. And a really interesting story. She is a young lady, member of the Wausau West wrestling team, and she's been a wrestler for quite a while. She made it to the state championship round a year ago despite suffering a dislocated elbow during the course of the season, and she's looking to take that next step and win a state championship this winter. And Jeff Gress and myself had a chance to talk to this very impressive young lady last night, and here is that conversation. Number one, just to give folks a little bit of background, WIAA has sanctioned a state tournament for girls wrestling for just 2 years. This will be the third state tournament, but you've been wrestling for a lot longer than that. When did you start wrestling?
I started wrestling when I was 10 years old, so that was fifth grade.
So what got you into it originally? What was the draw for you to get involved in wrestling?
A few family friends, actually. They would always come over to play for a little bit, and then they would go up to practice, and we were always curious on where they were going, and we joined in on the fun, and it's been exciting.
Has it always, I don't know, I guess I asked this again, not knowing everything that goes on with wrestling at all, is have you always been kind of, you have older siblings that you fought with a little bit? Do you have parents that nudge you in that direction? Do you have certain things that kind of, you know, led you to that role as I'm going to take on some wrestling or not?
Yeah, I actually have an older brother who wrestled and an older sister who wrestled. Okay. And then I have a younger brother who used to wrestle, but he doesn't anymore.
And with this being so new, does it always seem like, I don't know, I would think with something new, there's always this element of proof. We got to prove that this needs to happen. We got to prove that this is a big deal. And do you feel like you're always continually having to prove yourself in a sport where, you know, maybe it's been that bigger physical thing around here. It's been dominated by, you know, more by a boys sport than a girls sport. And that now you're getting your say and you're getting your time and I'm going to go make the most of this. And does it always feel like that, or you're good and it's going and you're enjoying it?
I do feel like it's like that sometimes. I feel like the boys try and overpower the girls and make it seem like, oh, girls wrestling isn't that much of a deal, that big of a deal, and boys wrestling has always been here, and that girls are just trying to copy the boys, and that we're just trying to be like them. But I feel like being a girl wrestler has a really big impact on the younger girls who want to join in on the sports and have physical contact like the boys do, and that's just exciting for them to come up here and do that.
And building on the youth, do you see, you know, because off air, you know, I know Chad mentioned to you that the numbers, and you see more, you know, see West trying to be ahead of it a little bit and proactive in girls wrestling. Do you see that coming through on any of the youth clinics you might work, or anytime you help out with whatever levels they have of wrestling at the younger levels? Are more females coming through? Are you trying to pick people, get in here, you can do this? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel like a recruiter almost, and you got to work hard to continue that tradition that you want to start right now in your career?
Mm-hmm. I definitely see it at the youth tournaments. You see a bunch of little girls just going at it and wanting to be like the boys, and I feel like from the years that are just coming, the girls are getting better and better and better, and it's amazing how quickly they're learning and picking up everything and wanting to be physical like the boys are.
Did you have to go up against boys when you first started? I mean, in terms of the youth wrestling, and if yes, what were the challenges of that?
Yeah, I did actually. That was probably the hardest struggle I've faced with wrestling. The boys just grew a lot quicker, and they were physically stronger. They pushed you a lot, and I feel like that's why when you wrestle girls now, it's not as much compared to the boys when you wrestle them. I still wrestle boys now in the boys varsity lineup, but I feel like skill comes in to play a lot other than strength. You got to know where you're going, what you're doing, and just go with the flow.
I was
going
to ask you, I think you kind of answered, but I'm going to give you an opportunity maybe even to go further. In those situations where basically, as you said, you may not have the physical gifts that maybe some of the boys had, did it make you a better wrestler? And now, especially when you are, especially during a tournament series, when you're trying to win a state championship in the girls division, how much does that help you in terms of the skill set that you developed?
Oh, it definitely helps a lot. I mean, it's not only physically, but it's mentally hard. And like my coach says, excuses are lies. So you just got to go with the flow and keep going. It's all in your head, and you can break through anything, and you just got to keep pushing.
Well, I was going to ask, again, curious, are the best wrestlers that you're seeing when you wrestle in your tournaments and competitions, do they are they doing it the same way, where they're wrestling boys and they're finding those weight classes that way? Or, you know, because I know sometimes maybe if they have enough, they might stick to their own teams based on being broken up by gender. Do you see that the best girls are doing that, or is it kind of a unique thing to what you guys are doing at your school?
I see some of the better girls that have been wrestling for a long time in the boys lineups at varsity meets, and I feel like for them, they're just getting challenged. They need that challenge, because when you go to these girl tournaments and a bunch of these girls are brand new, they're not facing what they need to face to be prepared for that state tournament.
Again, we're talking to Savannah Danielson of Wausau West, senior for the Wausau West Warriors in high school wrestling, here on the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I might get back to growing the sport, because I imagine that you obviously were not uncomfortable going up against the boys. I bet you there are a number of girls that would say, I might be interested in it, but I don't want to be put in a situation where, you know, physically it's in a sense a little bit unfair. I imagine just the idea of having these girls teams, having a girls tournament and girls tournaments elsewhere is a big factor in helping grow the sport. Because I would imagine that you probably had friends and others who, well, maybe I'd be interested, but I don't really want to go up against the boys, because it is much more difficult.
Yeah. I definitely do feel like that girls are uncomfortable practicing in the room with all the boys and how aggressive they are and how they talk to the whole team. And they kind of feel excluded out and that they're not talking to everyone. But I definitely feel that girls have a mindset where, yeah, boys are sometimes immature, especially in high school, but they can include themselves and be a part of the team with the boys. But now we're starting girl practices only. When boys have tournaments, we'll have girl practices only and just girls, and any new wrestlers can come up and just get the feel of it and just be with the girls and the girl coach and just kind of ask questions and understand how wrestling works.
How much of an advantage was it for you to start off going up against the boys in terms of the whole atmosphere within the high school wrestling team? Because you were just talking about how it can be maybe a little bit intimidating, but you've been around it. How much did that help you in the entire transition to get to this point?
It helped a lot. I feel like I'm a quick learner, which is very helpful, but it really comes back to like the experience you've had and what goes on and your past matches and learning from that and working on stuff you need to improve on. It all takes time.
Again, we'll have more with Savannah Danielson of Wausau West coming up as we continue here on the big on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. One of the girls on the west side from Wausau West High School, Savannah Danielson. Again, an outstanding wrestler for the Wausau West Warriors. Again, she was a guest last evening on our big high school sports show, myself and Jeff Gress. And we're continuing to talk to Savannah Danielson. You said you started when you were 10. When did you know that you had an aptitude? Because that's something that I like to find out, because sometimes, you know, kids, I would like to try this. I would love to be part of it. But then they don't find the aptitude. When did you realize that, hey, you know, not only did I want to get involved in this, but I can be pretty good at this? Did it come pretty naturally?
Yeah, it did come pretty naturally. I went to a bunch of tournaments. I tried to spend all my weekends wrestling and spending the time in the gym and working and just improving myself. But I found that I was really, really interested in wrestling when I started placing top on the podium with the boys.
Some positive reinforcement, basically,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And, you know, You talk like you analyze your skills and your abilities. So just looking at what you've done so far individually, some things that, you know, I really like this about my style right now. I like this, what's in my matches that I'm doing well. And, you know, here's some things I want to refine so that as the season progresses and the matches continue and you ultimately try to build both, you know, team and individual to as far as you can go in state. Well, what are some things you like about what you're doing right now and some things that, yeah, I really want to work on this a little bit more?
I really like the work ethic I put in and how I want to be challenged every day at practice. I go out and I wrestle with the boys. I try and get new partners, feel them and how they move. A few things I'd probably work on is just having the team all together and kind of figuring it out with them and trying to view what they're struggling through and just helping them with their struggles and challenges.
And just for our listeners that are, I'm not knocking our listeners. I'm the naive one, I guess I'll say it that way. Well, what, you know, because I know what a basketball season and practices and all that entails. It's different. I mean, I'm sure they're eating right. You're meeting weights, from what I know. I don't know how long practices are. Is there weight training involved there? Because it's just a different style. Give us a picture of what's a typical day like this to stay, or to do what you have to do to be the wrestler you want to be.
We have 2.5 to 3 hour practices every day. We try and go through break with practices, so we're constantly working at everything. But so eating wise, light foods before you wrestle, just staying consistent with your weight and drinking lots of water on meet days and throughout the week. As far as weight cutting goes, depending on if you want to cut down to a lower weight class, coaches have a weight plan for you and certain weight certain weights you have to meet for that weight class. Pretty much just stay hydrated, eat light.
Is there ever a big shift based on the number of girls you have on your team, like where you have to jump significantly, or is it really fairly tight, or are you always at the consistent weight class?
For me personally, I'm at the consistent weight class. For everyone else, I feel like our girls' team is really spread out and that our weights aren't as close together as some other teams, but we pretty much have a full lineup.
How many girls are on the Wausau West girls wrestling team?
Currently, we have 21.
Which is a pretty amazing number, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about that not all schools in the Wisconsin Valley Conference have teams, and even those that do have girls wrestling, not even close to that. And I imagine that you've been, you know, at the WIAA state tournament last year and being around it. How does it compare? Does Wausau West have more girls wrestlers than maybe any school that we know of? I mean, how does West compare to other schools in the state?
I'm pretty sure we're up there with the with the highest girls team, so that's pretty exciting.
Let's look back at last year, because you made it to the state finals down to the WIAA state tournament, and it was not a straight line to get there.
Yeah.
You actually suffered a rather significant injury. Let the folks know, what was your injury last year, and when did it occur?
It actually happened the first tournament of the wrestling season. I was in the championship match at the Eau Claire North tournament, and it was tied 0-0, and we were going into the second period, and I accidentally posted, dislocated my elbow.
It just sounds painful.
Yeah.
I imagine, you know, and then, you know, in the aftermath, you're just starting your season. I'm sure you had exceptionally high expectations. What happened? What was your mindset? Did you have the immediate goal of getting back? Talk about the rest of your season that ultimately led to a state finals appearance.
Well, I took the time after I got injured to rethink and process what happened and just figure out what the plan was when I got back and how soon I would get back and what I could do to keep tagging along with the team and being included, even though I was injured, being at practice every single day and just being around wrestling when I could have been wrestling was just a really big thing.
And then when did you return? How many weeks were left in the season when you got back to the mat?
3 weeks were left in the season before I got back, and then from there it was just a grind. I was just going at it, and I just really wanted to make that state tournament.
Was it a surprise that you were able to make it after missing all that time, or did you come in saying, hey, I like where I am, I still feel confident I'm going to be able to achieve the goals that you had set?
I felt pretty confident. I mean, I was still ranked in the state being out most of the season, but I knew most of the girls that I faced I have beaten before, so I just went into that state tournament and just hit it on.
And, you know, getting to state, you get that taste. And as an athlete, I'm sure if you got, you know, if you're only a junior or sophomore, whenever that happens, there's that hunger taste till you keep reaching that pinnacle of what you think you can get to every year. You know, and wrestling, I think, is unique also, because there's the individual component as much as there is the team, where, like, you know, basketball, you know, your team comes out and you leave together and you enter together. This one, there's some more moments that can be had one way or the other. So for you and your teammates, or you yourself, you know, some of the goals, some of the things you want at the end of the day, when if we're talking in February, March, what we want to accomplish as a group and as an individual.
Some goals I think our team would like to reach are some really big tournaments and to get challenged and to face these girls that we've never seen before and to place as a team. Maybe further on there will be a girls team like state tournament, but just thinking about that is very exciting, and I think that's what pushes most of our girls in there.
And how about what you want to get individually? I mean, you might stay where you want to go. You've got free range to do that.
Individually, I want to get in that championship match again. I want to go against that same girl in that
same final. I was going to ask, do you have similar competitors? If you had to predict, you don't have to say any names, but if you had to predict, you think you'll see the same competitors there?
Yeah.
That you're going to have to either go through, or they're going to have to go through you, however you want to look at it?
Yeah. I definitely want to see that one person I lost to and make it a better match than it was last year and see where it goes.
Outside of high school wrestling, are you involved in any, I don't know, because other sports have outside of high school, you have opportunities, whether through clubs or through off-season programs. Are you involved in anything that's outside of the high school wrestling realm? Or do you have tournaments and anything else like that?
I mean, more towards the end of the season, there's freestyle and Greco stuff, but not really, no.
Well, and I was going to ask, leading into other sports, do you play any other sports other than?
Yeah, I do tennis.
Okay. Does that, you find as a multiple sport athlete, which I always think is a great idea or a good thing to do, you be multiple sport, how much does one help with the other?
Oh, it definitely helps a lot. I mean, with tennis, like the footwork you do and hand coordination, eye coordination, that helps a lot with wrestling too, and just figuring out different things that work for you.
As a senior, obviously, you coming towards the end of the high school career, are you hoping to continue to be on the mats and wrestle at the college level?
Yeah, this has been a big question that has been thrown at me a lot. But yeah, I definitely think that going on with wrestling would be a great idea, and I enjoy it.
How big is wrestling at the college level in terms of the opportunities? Are a lot of schools offer it?
Yep.
Maybe here in Wisconsin, are there women's wrestling teams at the state schools?
There's Stevens Point, which is D3, and I think Lakeland's D3 too. Oshkosh is actually coming out with a girls wrestling team next year, and they've asked me to wrestle for them. Oh. So,
do you have a preference of any of those? I mean, because you know you're senior and you start thinking of where you want to end up, and so I guess two questions: you have a preference of one of those schools you'd like to be at if you could pick, or are you still looking? And then otherwise, what? You know, as a major, do you have a decision on where what occupation you'd like to eventually be involved with your studies?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking to Oshkosh. I've been leaning towards that school for a while now. I'm thinking to study nursing. So,
what do you like to do when you're not either on the tennis courts or on the mats and involved in sports? What do you like to do to get away from it all?
In the wintertime, snowboarding.
Well, you need some snow here.
Yeah.
Been a slow trek on that one.
In general, just hanging out with my family, bonding, making memories, friends, working.
It's not easy to balance out, is it?
No, it's not.
And what we always ask our student-athlete guests to wrap things up, especially a senior, and especially in your circumstance, I think, with a fairly new sport, and as a senior, and you have a teammate that may be a freshman or a sophomore that's just starting their journey at the high school level, what piece of advice would you give? What have you learned over these last 3-4 years at the high school level that you could pass along to a teammate that is just starting their journey that could help them get the most out of their experience?
You've got to change your mindset. You've got to be open-minded about everything. Got to take in new information. Keep learning. Keep going at it. You're not going to get better unless you try. There's always opportunities out there to get better and to get stronger. And you're going to face a lot in life.
Anything else, Jeff?
I guess just lastly is, obviously from what you shared, I would imagine you're probably a pretty big leader on for your wrestling team. How important is that role to you? And what do you do to make the most of it, I guess?
I'm actually a team captain for the boys and girls team. I really try to be open to everyone and to have them reach out to me if there's anything wrong or if they need help with anything. Just to give out information and to let everyone know that I'm there for them.
Savannah Danielson, congrats on your state runner-up from a year ago. Congrats on all the success, and best of luck trying to get to that top step at the tournament coming up here in a couple of months' time. But thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that was last evening. Savannah Danielson joining Jeff Grass and myself on the Big High School Sports Show. And if you haven't tuned in on a Wednesday evening, please do so. Every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m., Jeff and myself, we speak to an area coach, head coach. Last night, it was Kurt Schmidt, the longtime basketball coach for the boys at Stratford High School. And we always have a student athlete guest as well. And last night, Savannah Danielson from Wausau West. So, again, if you miss any of the Big High School Sports Show, just like this program, it's on our podcast page by going to BowFallsRadio.com, and you can click on shows. You have the daily shows, the weekly shows, high school sports, everything else on the podcast page, BowFallsRadio.com. The time is 8:48. It is a Thursday morning, mostly cloudy skies. Coming up, we will talk a little bit about what I have tonight in high school sports, also preview what we have coming up in the second hour of the show as well. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Wausau West High School boys basketball team looks for their sixth win in their last seven games, traveling to Wisconsin Rapids to take on the Red Raiders. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West at Wisconsin Rapids in high school boys basketball. Thursday night, 7 o'clock pregame, live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:52, overcast skies, 30 degrees here in downtown Wausau. And again, as I look out the window, I see the overcast skies. I see across the way as well the Children's Imaginarium. And coming up in the next hour at 9:34, we'll be joined by the executive director of the new Children's Imaginarium, Julie Bowman. She'll be coming in here, making the short trek across the way to talk about the Children's Imaginarium, and we'll find out a whole bunch about it that just opened up in the last couple of weeks. That's again at 9:34 this morning. And as we just heard, coming up tonight, we have Wausau West boys basketball at Wisconsin Rapids, 7 o'clock for the pregame show live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. But that's just half of what we have tonight. I'll be in Rapids tonight while Tom Weaver will head on over to Edgar as the New McCathic High School girls basketball team will take on the Edgar Wildcats in a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you want to hear that Cardinal girls basketball game, just download the Civic Media app. Real simple. It is free. Just go to your app store, go to Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Download Civic Media app, and then it's basically like having 19 apps in one. Right? We have 19 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, and if you open it up, you'll see every one of those stations. The fifth one down, I believe, is Bow Falls Radio. You'll click on that. You'll see a primary stream, which is what you hear right now, what you'll hear tonight from Wisconsin Rapids, what's on the air at the given time. And then there's also a couple of sports streams. We have Sports 2 and Sports 3. And if you just click on Sports 2 tonight at 7 o'clock, you'll be able to catch Tom Weaver from Edgar with the Newman Girls and the Edgar Wildcats. Also, that game will be heard on a tape delay basis following our coverage of Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids on the boys' side. So a high school basketball twin bill, Wausau West boys, Newman Catholic girls, here on Wausau's only radio station that still provides play-by-play coverage of high school athletics. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Other sports note that I came across yesterday. Milwaukee Brewers made a trade yesterday. Of course, we're in the middle of winter. Spring training doesn't start for a couple of months, but the Brewers made a trade. It was interesting. They made a trade with their old buddy, David Stearns, the former GM, president of baseball operations for the Brewers, who had just left to take over the New York Mets. And the Brewers and the Mets made the trade. And it's a trade that will not help the Milwaukee Brewers in 2024. Not one bit, because they're trading two major league players for a minor league player who is injured. And it comes across as a pure salary dump. The Brewers have traded starting pitcher Adrian Hauser and outfielder Tyrone Taylor to the Mets in exchange for minor league pitcher Coleman Crowe. And Coleman Crowe, 22 years old, just underwent Tommy John surgery and will miss the upcoming 2024 season. But apparently the Brewers do see some usefulness in him in the future. But the thing that jumps out is, again, it comes across as a pure salary dump. And every story I read about the Brewers and these kind of trades, well, the Brewers being a small market team, almost forced to make this trade. It's not, no. I mean, Adrian Hauser and Tyrone Taylor, whether or not you think that they're going to be, you know, overly useful for the Brewers or not, I think that's a judgment. I think Hauser has the potential. But between them, it comes about, I mean, $8, $9 million after arbitration this year. It's just purely a salary dump. And the Milwaukee Brewers don't have to be playing the poor card all the time. They draw very well to American Family Field. They make plenty of money when it comes to the national TV contract. They make lesser money when it comes to the local broadcast revenue. But at the same time, the idea that Mark Antanasio should be nickel and diming every move that the Milwaukee Brewers make is a fallacy. And I get really tired of, again, every time I see an article about a trade like this, they mention the fact the Brewers, being a small market team, have to watch out for their, you know, salaries, and enough. The Milwaukee Brewers are profitable. The Milwaukee Brewers are making money. The Milwaukee Brewers just received a big amount of money over the next couple of decades from the state of Wisconsin. All right, enough with the talk about the poorhouse when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Brewers trade away two major league players for a minor leaguer who will not play in 2024. That's the headline. And you know that David Stearns knows these guys as well as anybody. He's not going to be bringing on Adrian Hauser and Tyrone Taylor unless he thinks they can help the New York Mets coming up this year. So let's wait and see. Maybe the Brewers will find themselves a great pitcher in the future, and these two will not work out for the Mets. The time is 8:58. We will have a news update at the top of the hour. Then we'll come back with hour number two of the show. Again, at 9:34, the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium, Julie Bowman, will be joining us. I'm Chad Holmes. Thursday morning, glad you could join us. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.